You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. It's time for another edition of our series, Artisans of Michigan. This time, we go to Auburn Hills. We are at Voodoo Choppers to talk to Eric Gorgeous. If that name is familiar to you, you already know he's the host of a weekly national TV show on PBS. It's called A Craftsman's Legacy. But we're here chiefly to talk about his craft, building motorcycles. As you can imagine, you don't just suddenly one day decide you're going to start building motorcycles for a living.
No, I sort of did do that, really. You know, honestly, I was in IT before this, you know, and I worked for a huge corporation. I was there for quite a number of years, and I got sick. And when that happened to me, my life changed quite a bit. So I had to reevaluate things and, you know, look at my life a little bit. And I decided that I wanted to work with my hands again. I had a good friend of mine that said, you know, if you could do anything with your life, what would you do? And I said, I'd probably make motorcycles. And he said, that's what you should do. So I took it very literal and said, okay.
That was in 1999. Gorgeous started making handcrafted choppers several years ahead of the attention that mainstream media and television would eventually give motorcycle builders. That's meant a lot more bike builders have popped up, and each has to figure out a way to stand apart from the others.
Custom motorcycles overall are definitely more popular, you know, than they have been in the past. It's a wider market now than it was in the past. Handcrafted bikes, which is basically what we're doing, that's still a pretty small niche, you know what I mean? There's not as many of them out there as you think, but it is something that's growing, and I love doing it, you know, but I love working with metal, so.
So why don't you explain the difference between a custom bike and a handcrafted bike?
So in my opinion, a handcrafted bike is just that. It's a bike where, you know, the majority of the pieces on it are handmade. You're making the frame from scratch. You're making the gas tank and the fender, and everything starts with, you know, 4x8 sheets of steel and, you know, sticks of tube, 20-foot sticks of tubing, and you're actually handcrafting, fabricating the motorcycle. And a customized bike is a motorcycle where you're buying components that are mass made, and you're putting them on your bike, you know, and there's nothing wrong with either option, you know, it's just two different things.
The Voodoo Choppers shop is full of bikes. One's just being started. Another job, a rehab from a build Gorgeous did several years ago, is just about finished. Others wait longer than Gorgeous really wants.
Right now, with the TV show and everything else, my days are a lot different. I don't get to spend as much time in the shop as I'd like to. You know, I spend a lot of time in the office now. And, you know, so when I am in the shop, I really enjoy it, and I get into it, you know. But I always tell people that, you know, when you're working with your hands, and a lot of other people that work with their hands can associate with this, you know, you sort of get lost in your work a little bit, you know, and you go to that place where time doesn't exist and phones don't exist and all, you know, you're just in your own little world, you know, and I love that. But it's harder and harder for me to get there because I get distracted a lot, you know, I get pulled out of the shop quite a bit.
So Craftsman's Legacy has connected Eric Gorgeous to artisans all across the nation, but it's pulling him away from building motorcycles.
I can hear you coming.